I know that you have enjoyed the two things. It is hard to get up here and to express yourself within the comprehension and understanding of the question. And one of the reasons for that is because we have been talking many different things about the same thing. And we didn't know how to go about proving one thing or the other. And the consequences were that a lot of doctors come out of almost anything they say up here. I don't know whether you noticed it or not. On the TV tonight, Bishop Pike was on there. And he is up before the, he's on the carpet, what did I say? You see, or, he's on his feet and whatnot. And got him on the side, the basin up before the bishop, about the birth and so forth and so on. And his teaching contrary to what the church is thinking about. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but it was on me. Now, I have here a little piece of paper here that's cut out of the Los Angeles Examiner, the doctor of the Los Angeles Times. Los Angeles Times. It was dated 10/26, I believe it is. I want to tell you before I tell you anything about this. Now, don't you get excited. I'm not going to keep you over time. Now, let the temperature go down. But I really want to tell you about this. I'd like for Dr. Harris to get up here and leave. And you listen while he reads. Miner's will calls for proof of human soul. About 18 days will be set aside next year in which to prove scientifically the existence of the human soul. To the organization which can do this, and at least an equal prize, the prize is more than $200,000. The money was left by James Pierce, an Arizona Gorham miner who died in 1951. His will said his estate would go to any person or group furnishing some scientific proof of the soul of the human body which leads at death. Attorneys believe the money also could be awarded to anyone who is merely researching the existence of soul. Superior Court Judge Robert L. Myers said a hearing expected to last 8 days is to begin next March the 6th. Here, a bachelor said in his will, "You have no heirs." Seeking to qualify for the money are the California Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the Arizona Board of Regents, the Arizona Foundation for Neurology and Psychiatry, the Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the University of Life Church, Incorporated, Neurological Sciences Foundation, Physical Research Foundation, Incorporated, and the Aquarium Foundation. Thank you very much. And you see now, after all these many years, but then, we're not so sure about it. Now, Bishop Shaw says, I let him read that, he said he'd give that back to him. And he is going to write it. Now, I said all that, I want you to know all that. So that you can see this one thing about this paper. There there's no way on earth to do it. Other than the way that we go about it. You either do it this way or else. Now, nobody can come along and quote $200,000 and beat up in 1951 down to the present time. At that time, somebody went all these times, church organizations, Roman Catholics, and Protestants, and Jews, and everything else, you understand? And then they got all this time, and nobody gave a praise for that. You think we're going down like that? That don't make sense. Get it? Now, the reason why they can't prove it is because, you see, they don't know how to go about praying. Okay? You get it now? And Bishop Price is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Get the point? Contrary to what the rest of them believe and talk. Now here I come. You see? Now I'm against the whole entire thing. Get the point? See? In other words, I have challenged the world. And I say this to you, and now some of you know this, because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, believe it, I said no. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. Yeah, I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know. See, that it's this way or none at all. Isn't anybody on earth with this organization? That's right. Living or dead. Now, I didn't say that to be bold. I just said it because it's so. Now, I gotta do that. Now, I tried my best to tell these folks what my mission was. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was set in this clothing of this age. Just like Noah was set in the clothing of the Andalusian, you understand? Mm-hmm. And just like Messiah was set back in the clothing of that, then the age that's clothing now, I was sent. Now here's my job. Now here is my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here. You see? What Messiah and them have done, you understand? And what down on the Isle of Patmos has done. See? Disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all that Moses and John and everybody else in between has said and done and tuning it into their thoughts. Now that's what my job is. You see? That's what I come from. Get it? That's the way it is. Now let me say something. It's not going to be anybody any good. Now those that I'm 35 years old now. You understand? And nobody from nowhere at no time during this 35 years, and I told you I've been in the colleges and academies and everywhere else. And believe it or not. You see, I made a statement Sunday like this. I said I have been everywhere, seen everybody, know everything, know everybody, been every place, heaven, earth, hell, and everywhere else. You understand? You understand?
Now, that might have sounded, you know, like that wasn't so. Mm-hmm. But it is. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, have you been over to Jerusalem, or have you been over yonder and so forth and so on? No, not invited to prison, but I did. Mm-hmm. You know, this body has never been there. You understand? This body is prison. But I've been there. But anyway, I haven't been. I've been to heaven. Somebody always been. Show me somebody that comes from heaven, you understand? Ain't nobody never been to heaven and got back to tell nobody that.
That's right.
Why you're walking around in this body. You understand? Then you are already in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want some juice with that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You want some Bible juice. Colossians. Now that's the reason why I tell you. You understand? I have been there. In fact, to the matter, I live there. I don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now look, the apostle is telling you this, that he was crucified
mm-hmm.
with Christ. I'm trying to say you in turn so you can pick it up in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I live,
mm-hmm.
yet not I. But the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I want you to read the third chapter of Colossians,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to begin with the 15th verse. It's no wonder people don't understand this Bible. With you and your kind of mind, you don't know nothing about what these apostles are talking about. And you're bound to have all the fiction. You know, that Bishop Short, Bishop Price, and Bishop this, and Bishop that, and Bishop the other. You're bound to have all this fiction. You don't have no way through. Nothing. You understand what I'm talking about? All that fiction.
And let the peace of God.
Third chapter of Colossians, verse 1.
Yeah.
If you can
be
risen with him. Now, if you're crucified with him, see, and you're buried with him, that's what he's got in the second chapter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, and remember, I told you, always get these subjects and practice together.
Mm-hmm.
See, this thing of these chapters and verses being divided up here, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that just made a mess out of it, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because now the servant may be up here in the second chapter, you understand? And the prophet way down here somewhere, 15, 20 verses deep in the third chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the second chapter, he's showing you how that you're crucified.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I put this way: how you're circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
Without hands,
mm-hmm.
you see, and right in that,
mm-hmm.
you were buried
right.
with him,
mm-hmm.
you understand,
mm-hmm.
by baptism into his death.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Wallace, and right in that, you were raised with the operation of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, you hadn't put no hands on nobody. You've got him circumcised,
mm-hmm.
you understand? You've got him buried,
mm-hmm.
and you've got him resurrected there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You get it?
Yeah.
Now, here he is. I'm skipping, because I said I didn't want to keep you here, see? Now, here's the third chapter. Now, you listen at it.
Read the third chapter. Begin the first verse.
Now, if he is, if he then be risen.
Mm. All right, read.
Seek those things which are above.
Seek those things which are above.
Where Christ is on the right hand of God.
Now, if he be risen, see, don't be seeking the earthly things
mm-hmm.
or the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
Listen now. Because for this reason, they only point to the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
See, you take a natural to see a spiritual. You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why God gives them a law, a natural sense, to lead them to the spiritual. That's the reason why Paul is saying the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the natural things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead. You are made like you are. A man walking around that you can look at. Mm-hmm. They took your hand off. Big touch. You understand? You're made like that to reflect, you understand, the construction of the spiritual embodiment.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, you're made in the likeness of him, of the glory. Mm-hmm. That's why you're like you are. You understand? Mm-hmm. If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been in the literal, the natural, all your life. You were born in that.
Mm-hmm.
Going, seek those things which are above, Christ is on the right hand of God. Is that what you just read?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on.
Set your affection on things above.
Set your affection on things above.
Not on things on the
above. Not on the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
For ye are dead.
Now here's why.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's walking jump to the joint, don't you can speak up. But you are dead. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
From literal, physical, natural point. See? You are dead. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now you would write a letter to a dead man. He couldn't read it. Would you?
No.
You understand? That's why I got better sense than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a fool. What he is talking about is this. You understand? The man is dead to the thing to this world,
mm-hmm.
but to this materialistic realm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All that dream.
And your life.
Now you are dead, and listen now, and your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, I'm alive. You say, I'm walking around. You understand? My life.
Mm-hmm.
Is here. With Christ in God. Now here comes that idiot. You're a little dead, you're a Christian, I want to see you live the life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, can't you see you have to get on up from here?
Right.
Come on, get right. What do you mean by that? If he wants to see you get the back away. See? He don't want to see you kill another back. You understand? You see what's going on? Now he thought that doing away with your habit. He called that cleaning up. He called that getting sanctified and whole. You understand? That's what he thought. You see what I'm talking about? Well, he don't know nothing about it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I eat what I please. Drink what I please. That is none of your business. And I don't meddle with what you eat and drink. And the reason why I don't, because it is none of my business.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You see? And so don't you come around talking about you want to feed me. See? I eat what I want. Drink what I want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And listen, I go where I please. Come back to where he says, oh, God, the bad, the man, he just come out of that place over there. Don't you know that's the worst place in the world? You understand? I just see him come out. You understand? Well, listen, where do you think a man of God is sent to? Can't tell me you want to see me live a life. See, if you're looking at me around down here, Well, now somebody said, well, now this is James Fang. You understand all this? Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father. Amen. It's the business of women and the orphans in their afflictions, and keep himself unspotted from the world. Didn't he say that? Yes, yeah. He did say that. But you don't know what he's talking about. You see, now here's what they thought. Here's what they thought about that. Because they're here on this earth plane, you understand? Mm-hmm. You see? Some woman died, or some man died outside, you understand? And they hauled him off to the cemetery, you understand? And this is what they think James is talking about. And before they got him in the cemetery, good. You understand? Maybe that same week, you just got through telling you, the pastor, that what James said, turn into fire religion before God the Father is dead, is to save it the widow. Now here you say, tell me he's going there and visit that woman because she's a widow now. You see? Mm-hmm. Said, I see his concept on that. So that man ain't cold. I bet you he was running away before it all up and down.
That's right. You understand? Keeping out.
That's what God said. You understand? Keeping out because that's what I see coming out of that. He said, that's what James said. Pure and undefiled. See, now, if you do what you said that James said for you to do, you're pure. Good as the world and the orphan. And they're afflicted and keep themselves unspotted from the world. Now when you go to do it, you understand? They're there over here talking about, I want to see you little Christian life. Because I can look at what you eat and drink. It may be in your business. You understand? Now this is not a dietary regime. It's what you see often with your physical eyes. You understand? You can't always come up. You understand? But what you see with your eyes, I'm not talking about these things, I mean your eyes. Your eyes of your understanding. You understand, you count them, man. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Now, if ye be dead, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is on the right hand of God. See? For ye are dead, and your life is filled with Christ in God. Right. See,
when Christ is our life.
Now when Christ, who is our life, all right,
shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him.
See, I'll be right along with him. And you would look at me down around here, I don't care. You see, understand? I live on another plane.
Okay.
The real me, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm dead and my life is here with Christ in God. Now if you want to see me when you do see me, you understand? Yeah. It's just too late.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Because when he appears, somebody always talking about the loving and appears, the blessing of the appears, but when he appears, you understand? He won't be coming back after me either.
No,
I'll be right with you.
Okay. You understand?
I'll be right with you. You understand what I'm talking about? You see, you understand that? That's the reason why I said I don't live on this place. I live in another state. You understand? That's the reason why. I can tell you what's there. You understand?
Right.
You don't know? Ask me. That's me.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Now look. I think it's a little more. Enoch was translated before the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah was translated after the flood.
Mm-hmm.